You're listening to What's News with Gordon Deal from the Wall Street Journal.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Well, how about this development? Iran has been recruiting thousands of Afghan refugees to fight in Syria. Wall Street Journal reporter Farnaz Fasihi says they're offering the refugees $500 a month and Iranian residency to help the Assad regime beat back rebel forces. She's with us live this morning from her main post in Beirut, Lebanon. Farnaz, thanks for being here. Explain what's going on.
Thank you for having me. Well, what's happening is that Iran and Hezbollah have been sending their own soldiers into Syria for the past couple of years, and that, you know, there, as a result, there are a lot of dead bodies coming home, and there's a risk of political backlash with their supporters because the Syrian war doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon. So there's a shift in strategy to recruit Afghan refugees in Iran and send them to the front lines because the Afghans have much less political clout, so that poses a much smaller risk for Iran.
Wow. Hey, you go. Yeah, we want you to die rather than our people. That's the message there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What? So explain. I know it's complicated, but explain the political and or religious connection among these groups.
Well, these groups are all from the Shia sect, and President Bashar Assad is also an Alawite, and the regime in Syria is an offshoot of the Shia sect. So there's that religious connection, but there's also this. You know, sort of the triangle of resistance, they call it, which consists of Syria, Lebanon, and Iran, which are the countries that don't accept Israel as a state and are sort of at animosity with Israel. So they really want to be able to keep this connection. For Iran, Syria is its most important Arab ally. It's its only Arab ally in the Middle East, and it's also access to Hezbollah by way of Syria to send weapons and money. So Iran has done everything in its power, financially, militarily, to try to keep Mr. Assad and the regime in power. And this is just the latest. With the Afghans, one of the things that Iran is doing to recruit them is try to play up on the Afghan sentiments about the Taliban and al-Qaeda, saying that the war in Syria is between Sunni extremists and Shias. It's a religious war, mm-hmm. And you know what it's like to live under the Taliban and al-Qaeda. Don't let it happen to the Syrians.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Farnaz Fasihi. He's with us live this morning from Beirut about her story about Iran recruiting thousands of Afghan refugees to fight in Syria. Can you characterize the civil war in Syria right now? Because I think in one of your notes you said it looks like President Assad has gone from being on the brink of collapse following these chemical attacks to perhaps winning another 4 years.
It's remarkable how Mr. Assad has managed to turn the tide in his favor. Last year at this time, you know, a lot of pundits were predicting that he would only be in power for a few months. And after the chemical attacks, it looked like last August, it looked like his days were numbered. But because of the help of Iran and Hezbollah in sending trained men and training the Syrian army in guerrilla warfare, and also the support of Russia and China in the Security Council, Syria has really managed to reclaim some of the territories that it had lost to the rebels. It has managed to actually not lose more territory, and it looks like Mr. Assad will actually win the presidential elections coming up in June and stay in power for another 4 months.
Right. Farnaz, thanks so much. Wall Street Journal reporter Farnaz Fasihi with us live this morning from Beirut. Again, fascinating story. And they're offering these Afghan refugees $500 a month and Iranian residency to help the Assad regime beat back the rebel forces. First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ. You've been listening to a segment from the Wall Street Journal this morning. To get more, go to WSJThisMorning.com.